Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. If you invest in real estate, then here's a fast and easy way to multiply your profits by 1,600% and get instant cash flow you can use for anything you want to invest in. In this interview, Art Hamill and I discuss real estate investing and how you can use his unique methods to multiply your real estate profits by 1,600% and get your hands on massive amounts of cash flow you can use to invest in with more real estate. Art also talks about Robert Allen's real estate methods and how you can use what Robert Allen teaches in conjunction with Art's secrets. Robert Allen actually recommends Art Hamill in his best-selling book, Nothing Down. And when you listen to this short audio interview, you'll know why. Enjoy. Hey, let me ask you a question. Tell me about what this real estate exchangers do. What is that about?
Okay. What they do is they put on marketing sessions all away from the local. There are small local groups that get together for coffee once a week or once a month. The other ones that'll be together 4 or 5 hours, one day a month, to the nationals. At the national meetings, they're usually 2 or 3 days of marketing.
So are these all real estate investors?
Yeah, but they're also business investors. They're people that own real estate or are brokers of real estate. That's what you have. Now, since I got into it 37 years ago, I got them to the point where they have businesses there also. Now, what I do when I go there, if I want real estate in a transaction, where I'm going to offer the person part ownership in the company for real estate, what I do then is I will present the business, making $1.5 million a year, and tell them, if you put your free and clear income property up, we will exchange you for part ownership of the business. We've been doing it with investors for 25 or 30 years. We've had zero failures. We haven't had one person even get nervous, but we do idiot things. In other words, we go after idiot-type businesses. We go after businesses that most people don't buy. And the reason we do that is the failure rate's lower. It's easier to buy them.
Oh, this is where funds can come from by financing on the free and clear property.
Okay, well, what we do on this, I have taught people in real estate to do this. And what most of them do, since they're real estate brokers, they will go out and they'll refi the real estate. They'll get a loan on it and then put the equity up, real estate sells. I don't do that. What I do, and I will do it with them. In other words, if I'm working with one of your students, I will go to the bank and get a credit line and say $10 million. We will then put $10 million or $11 million in real estate up as collateral. These people will then get ownership in the company, and that's what they get at the close. We get their real estate. We then have a credit line which gives the buyer the cash to buy this and pay me and pay the attorney and the CPA. And what I do, under my guidance over the next 6 months or a year, is we sell the real estate and pay off the credit line. And I don't find it very difficult. I've been doing that.
The benefit of being involved in one of these real estate exchange groups is what? What's in it for those people who go to these meetings?
Putting together more deals together, because in the better ones, you have a lot of people there that are deal makers. In other words, they put deals together. They don't go there just to have coffee. There's a lot of them that work on the large million-dollar deals, multi-million-dollar deals. That's what they spend.
Now, are these real estate deals and business deals?
Yes. I'm bringing business deals to the transaction, and we have a few that do that also. But I'm basically there. I'm there for real estate. That's what I'm looking for. Now, at these meetings also, there's a number of people that are representing investors and people with cash that want to buy real estate. They'll present that at the meeting. What I will do is go to them and say, instead of buying real estate, we will give you part ownership in this business, and we'll give you three things, your client, for you. And that is, we're going to give you more cash flow than you're getting now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you more growth, and we're going to give you the same or less risk. And I'm then able to pull people over. So most people think I'm going to the meetings just for real estate.
Right.
Most of the time I'm getting cash. We don't need credit lines or anything like that. if I sit down and try to describe everything we do on these things,
yeah,
I would give somebody a headache. They'd never remember.
And are there some tax advantages using real estate?
Well, they do 1031 exchanges.
What is that?
A deferred exchange. In other words, if you go in and do it right under the tax code, you don't have to pay tax until you sell the next property. But you can do the same thing on our deal. What we do is we form a corporation, usually a LLC, during the purchase period of this company. And that's what we're trading for. We're trading the stock in the LLC. But there's a tax code that says if you bring assets in during the formation period of a corporation, it's tax deferred. So they don't pay tax on it until they sell their stock.
All right. That's interesting.
We've been doing this a long time. This did not develop overnight. In fact, if we went back 50 years, you'd find we did things a lot differently. But
now, what was that other, the one you had that real detailed bio on that you're a member of? There's a real exchange group.
Okay, that's the top group in the country, the Society of Exchange Counselors. We have 100 some members, plus they have a number of invitees that come to the meetings also.
Mm-hmm.
They meet 6 times a year. They put together hundreds of millions of dollars a deal at every transaction.
So you see all kinds of big deals going together.
Oh, I have for 35 years. And most of the real estate, because I'm bringing maybe one or two. And at the meetings, I'm seeing, hundreds.
Are most of them real estate deals that are going on, or are you pretty much, or are there others doing business deals like yourself?
Not many with real estate deals, our business deals. They do have larger business deals, bring them to me and ask me if I'm interested. So they don't really present them now. Occasionally, they present some at the meetings, but smaller stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they know me at the meeting for going after free and clear, improved income property, any place in the country.
What would you tell, all of Robert Allen's students? Let's say, all these guys are out there investing in, single-family homes and apartments and duplexes and stuff like that as real estate investor entrepreneurs. Robert Allen referred you in his book, Nothing Down. What would you tell these guys to keep an eye out for as far as opportunities? Finding a desperate seller or a home in foreclosure is an opportunity, but what would you tell them as far as being aware for businesses?
I would tell them not to do that on a business. You can actually buy a good business for less money than some crappy turnaround. And again, people have come to me many times and said, I have one that's going to cost me less. I said, let's see how much it's going to cost you by the time you get it straightened out. All I talked to them about is the fact that they ought to diversify their portfolios. And there's nothing with owning real estate. But real estate, again, maybe you get in at a good price or maybe you're just paying market for it. They say you're paying market for it. They have different creative things. When you get into business, what you ought to do is just go straight forward and buy a good business. Give yourself cash flow. Because people who own a lot of real estate may have a lot of real estate, but they don't have the cash flow. Let's take Southern California. If I was with Robert Allen, Southern California, the cap rate on real estate is between 2 and 4%. So you get 2 to 4% return. What kind of return do we get minimum for business? 25%. Hello? I give talks all the time telling them that even with a little leverage on these, our returns on our businesses run 16 times what the average real estate does in Southern California. Our return is 16 times. I mean, you really have to be an asshole not to understand that number.
Because you're limited on your upside with real estate. You're only going to get so much on rents.
Right, Wes. Okay, but here's what happens. Let's say Southern California have a 2 to 4% cap rate. Now, it wasn't that long ago that the cap rate was 10. So somebody goes out and buys a property for $1 million, right? It's a 10% cap rate. A year later, the cap rate has changed, and the cap rate now is 2 to 4. So they've just lost $1 million. They lost $400,000 on their value. And the people in California especially are stupid enough, the investors are, to buy this. And then they find, over the next couple of years, the property goes down. Unless you're buying in at 10% or in that category, you're going to end up getting screwed unless you're going to go through the property.
So real estate, especially now, and even in Southern California, it's risky right now.
Oh, it's super risky on that basis. But, I give talks all the time to these different groups of real estate brokers, and they just sort of look at me like, what's your point? My point is, let's say you're out there a broker, you're trying to make a living, right? And the cap rate is 4% right now, which is not very good. What are you going to do, quit selling real estate? Hell no, they don't quit selling it. And I doubt if they even notify the client. And even if the client was notified, they'd say, I want to buy California real estate because it's going to appreciate. Well, the only way it appreciates is the cap rate changes. The economy is a different type. It doesn't mean you have more income. In fact, you basically have less. Your value goes up. Why? Because they're saying now that you in real estate, you would buy it, instead of getting a 10% return, you're only going to get 4%. You're going to get 2% return. Okay? So how good is that? So you're getting a 2% return now, and when you go out, you, if you're going in the right time, you get 5 times the return, even on real estate. And the people are so damn stupid, they buy this property.
Just give me your opinion. You don't have to say anything negative as far as what Robert Allen teaches, you know, nothing down. You know, his techniques, are those, I mean, are those realistic? Can you get rich doing what he's doing, right, what he teaches?
A lot of people have. I don't know what he's teaching now, but all I can tell you is over the years as I've worked with him or followed up on what he was doing and Al Lowry, things like that, they were going after houses and fixing them up and then reselling, the old Nickerson formula from years ago. And yes, that worked. In our real estate meetings, there's a lot of people doing that. In other words, they're not saying I'm a Robert Allen person or a Nickerson person, but they're in there because all these people are opportunists. So they're looking for real estate that has a problem that they can solve. That's what a lot of them do. So they'll be able to buy this property in bankruptcy or something like that, or they'll find a seller that's very highly motivated and will sell below market. But those are those. Pick it up, solve the problem. Maybe it doesn't have any occupancy. There's only 10 people out of 100.
It's got to be a desperate. It's usually you make the money on the desperate situations.
That's where the real money is. But people always ask me if I'll do that. But the reason I don't is I tell them I don't know how to solve those problems. Now, I could turn a business around. But if you asked me to turn an apartment building around or a shopping, I wouldn't know what to do.
But if you look for a business that's already making money, you don't have to steal it. What you're saying is your upside leverage is 16 times what you can get on a piece of real estate.
Using Southern California as an example, and I have a speech that I've given for the last 2 or 3 years around the country to brokers on that very thing. I start off by telling them we're going to talk about 60% cap rate. And actually, the cap rate I'm talking about is going to be 70 or 80% cap rate. Even though I'm telling you it's 16 times as much, it could be 20 times as much on the business. And every time I've done this and given this talk, not lately, but in the beginning, a couple of years ago, people will be sitting there with their pencils and pens and try to figure out what games Hamill was playing.
They're trying to figure out what you're talking about, right?
Well, it's very simple. I just said, okay, here's how businesses are priced. Here's the financing you can get on it or not get on it. If you go out to the market, these are the multiples you're going to find. And I said, when you put all this together, this is what you get. And I said, you can go out and check everything that I have in here. I've never had to change it because this is what the market is. So go out and check it and then see. But, again, even if you have a large return, people are afraid to take a chance on a business. It's like I go to a meeting. I may give somebody a return, say, with their real estate. If they're getting 4%, I'd give them 5%. Now, let's say you're getting 4% return on your real estate and I offer you 5%. How much more is that percentage-wise, 25%? How many people wouldn't jump for a 25% increase in their income? Okay, so I give them 5%. Now, normally, over the years, we've worked with real estate at 10%, okay, at 10%, and we would give them 12, which is 20% more than they're getting now. Now, if I can buy a business with 25% return, and I can bring investors in with 12, what percent of the company do I keep if I bring investors in for the whole price? I keep 50-some percent of it. The money given up 12, I have 25. If you're buying service business, you may start up with 30 and give up less. Now, if you can go out and find people that have a 4% cap rate and give them 5, you'll end up with 65-70% ownership of the company. That's how the arithmetic works out.
Wow.
The only thing you have to do when you have 4% cap rate real estate, you have to move that right away. You don't want to get stuck with it.
How would you compare if you took one of these Robert Allen students who are out there, looking in the classifieds? They basically have to do the same thing to find a real estate deal as any of your students would have to do to find a business deal. They got to go out to the property, they got to talk to the owners. They're basically doing the same thing. They're just looking at two different entities, right?
Right.
Do you think there's about equal amount of work involved in each? Or
no, there's more involved in a business, but the rewards are greater. When you get involved in a business, smaller business, even the smaller businesses, a little donut shop is more complicated than a real estate transaction. Once you get into the ones we're talking about, again, the businesses are more complicated because when you get up around $1 million net, you have a complicated company and you have to be able to do a good job of due diligence and stuff like that.
But the rewards could be 20 times.
Okay, but keep in mind, normally real estate is up around 10% cap rate. So even though they could do a lot better with a business today, if they would wait till the right time on their real estate, they would get 2.5 to 5 times the return they're getting right now. It is a stupid time to buy this type of real estate because it's not going to stay there. How do I know this? I've been in this business, 35, 40 years? And I've watched it come up and down and back. And I see all these dumb people going in there. And here I am. I have no swamp land I can sell them.
What, do you have any impression on the real estate market today? Do you believe it's inflated right now? It's going to drop? Any idea?
I've been going to these marketing meetings, as I said, for 35, 40 years, and I hear the same bullshit all the time being handed out, and I read the stuff in the paper, which is so much hydrogen sulfide. I don't believe any of it. Real estate just does keep going up. I do realize that, houses, but also, you can say, God, the houses in Southern California are so expensive, or New York City. Well, these areas are not the most expensive in the world, and if you go to London, or if you go to Tokyo, or if you go to any of these other cities, real estate prices are really out of sight compared to this. And this is just what happened. So even though prices down here in Orange County are low and maybe we'll have a problem, I don't see that, because just like I lived in Saratoga in Northern California for 31 years, and we didn't have the house market going up and down like L.A. did. Orange County right now has everybody in the world wanting to live here, which is the same problem we had in Saratoga. And so although they're going to keep saying house prices are going to come down, now what they're going to end up doing is, they still have a lot of land here. They're just going to keep building more and more houses.
So as long as there's a demand to live here, the real estate's going to keep going, appreciating.
Well, that's what drives the real estate.
Supply and demand.
That's right. And down here, people really want to live here.
Yeah.
Again, if anybody does come to you, definitely have extensive experience in real estate, tell them I've been in the market for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have brought in hundreds of millions of dollars on real estate on our business deals in the last... what we have appeals to everybody. I mean, anybody that would go to a program that's charging X number of $1,000s for a week would be stupid not to hook up on what we have. The problem is, if we had a class of 100 or 200 people, we'd have 200 people at the end signing up. The cassette program was set up for them to go out and do it on their own. That's assets, and that does work, and just let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 50-some years I've been in this business, the first half of them, 25 years or so, we were financing assets. It's only the last 25 or so that we've been out working with investors. So for the first 25, I didn't know a bean about investors. It's just that we got into this because I couldn't figure out how to do the funding for our Mexican operation. And so I went back to the investors. But I had never done that before, and I figured when I did it, they would turn me down.
Let's do just a little talk on the cassettes. It teaches them how to finance assets, but that's still totally doable on smaller ones, right?
No, and larger ones.
And larger ones.
No, we were buying larger ones at the time, same size we're buying now, mm-hmm. financing assets. Now, when you're financing assets, that's why I prefer manufacturing, because you have equipment, you have accounts receivable, you have inventory. A lot of times that... you can go in and say, okay, I have a $10 million deal. I'm going to give you $2.5 million down, and you carry back financing. So we got the owners at that time to carry back maybe 50% of the operation. It was very simple to go out and borrow or lease back assets. So I could use the equipment. I could use the accounts receivable. And our goal also was, even though we had owner financing, which we would structure to make sure it worked, and even though we had financing on the rest, on the equipment, we still had 50% of the cash flow left. Our rule has always been 50% or you don't do it.
All right, let me ask you this. But we also talked about, you rarely did you find an owner with a $10 million business who wants to finance it.
That's right. So you're going to find most of the time what we were doing is financing more of the assets.
Okay, so more of the assets were financing, but was the owner still financing?
Well, we had more of it at that time because we were pushing for it.
But that can still be pushed for today.
We could push for it today. The problem is I owe cash and get a lower price. You know, back in those days, it did not bother me making payments, okay, because I wasn't used to doing anything else. But I've gotten out, and I spent 25 years with no payment. You couldn't get me back again.
So anyone going through the course, that's still a totally legitimate option that they can do on their own. If they can't work with you for whatever reason, or they don't want to mess with investors, they could still put the deal together by financing assets.
That's right.
And that's what the course talks about.
That's right. That's what we spent most of the time doing, and we just lucked into this other. So it was not a big master plan. We just lucked.
All right. Very good, Art.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Oh, you
talk to you soon. Bye. That's the end of this recording with Art Hamill. I hope you've learned some new real estate investing tactics and how to multiply your real estate investments by investing in your own business. For more information, please listen to some of the other audio recordings and interviews I've done with Art Hamill. If you have any other questions, please feel free to call at 858-274-7851. Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles, so why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sunoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening.